Ooh, we're getting vulnerable and honest with each other in front of everyone. I think like
Yeah.
something that I've been wanting to like bring up to you and like that I'm clearly gonna bring up to you right now is like exactly that. Like we don't hang out enough like regular. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Me Searchers. You're listening to the Me Search podcast, and we're your hosts. My name is Dustin Domingo.
And I am Crystal Tugatti.
On this show, we have critical, messy, and fun conversations with each other, with friends, and with leaders in the community.
Together, we'll unpack important issues, learn and unlearn what we think we know about what it means to be Filipino.
And today on the show, we're going to learn and unlearn about each other.
That's what we're doing.
And we happen to be Filipino.
Wow.
On this episode, it's just going to be Crystal and myself. We are having just a friendly friend conversation. I found this article online, and it was called 30 Questions to Deepen Your Friendship. Crystal and I have been friends for quite some time, and I'll say, Crystal, you are one of my best pals.
Aww, you're one of my best pals.
Thanks.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You. Yes, this article called 30 Questions to Deepen Your Friendship. We are each going to pick three questions to ask each other. And we will, from this article, deepen our friendship. Does that sound like a good plan to you, Crystal?
Yes, I love this. I love that you've proposed this. I appreciate you choosing this very vulnerable exercise for the two of us.
Oh, yeah. There's very few people I would feel comfortable jumping into a vulnerable exercise like this with, and you are one of those few people.
Aw.
So, yeah. Do you want to go first? Like, how do you want to do this?
I can go first.
Okay.
I love
go
this
ahead.
Because it's not like we ask these questions to each other.
I know. These are good questions,
these are great
right?
questions. We should really go through these throughout our time being friends.
Yeah. I'm sure answers will change over time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay. My first question is, how do you most like to communicate?
How do I most like to communicate? I think it depends on who I'm speaking to. I think, in general, I'm best at communicating with, like, written words. So, like, emails, texting, just because I'm able to think through what it is I'm trying to say. And I think oftentimes if I'm like having a verbal conversation, my brain probably goes at a different pace than like my body and my mouth. So sometimes it's just not as easy for me to communicate what I want to say if it's like immediate and in the moment. I do, though, enjoy that like one-on-one interaction with people I care about. So if it's like communication with you or my partner or my brother, for example, like I really don't mind having that face-to-face, like in-person, real-time interaction, just because it's, I feel like, a safe space to like not have all of my words like thought out. Like there's a lot of discovery that happens when you just like speak from like what is it called, like stream of consciousness. It's scary to do that with people you don't know, but it's nice when you're able to do that with like friends and family. So I guess in summary, to answer the question, I'm best at communicating in like written form, but depending on the person, like I really enjoy like face-to-face conversations.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. Are you ready for my question to you?
Yeah.
What is the best piece of advice you've been given?
The best piece of advice I've been given is to stay curious. Yeah.
Who gave you that advice? Or where did you read that?
One of my therapists.
Ah.
That I have worked with. Staying curious has been, I think, the key to a lot of the things that have allowed me to grow in the last, I'd say maybe like the last 4 years. I think it was 4 years ago where we got that information, but, or that saying. And it's not like I haven't heard that, like, what is it? Who's his face from Apple?
Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs. I feel like that's like one of his quotes, like, stay curious. Is it? Or is it?
I'm not sure, but what I am sure of is that quote sounds familiar, or like that lesson sounds familiar. So I'm sure multiple, like, people or like authorities have like encouraged that practice. But I think depending on who that message is coming from, like, sometimes we don't take things seriously, but like a therapist you would take seriously.
Yeah, clearly. Also, like, contextually, like, when people are just throwing like sayings at you just like randomly out of nowhere, it may not land. So
yeah,
in this context, like, it just made sense. But I think staying curious about, like, not just like my interpersonal relationships, like with people, but like relationship with myself, the me search of it all.
Yeah.
You know, and just like being a lot more, I don't want to say watching myself, but like being with myself, being with my feelings, like really just like diving in and being curious as to why the feeling is there and where it's really coming from. Versus, I think, like, a lot of times the default is to be judgy about like what you're feeling. Like, I'm so sad about this. I need to stop. You know, like,
Stop being sad.
Stop being sad, Crystal. Like, or stop being so insecure about this. Blah, blah, blah. It's like you tell yourself, like, you demand yourself out of self-talk. But I just don't think, like, that approach has ever really sustained me or really authentically worked for me. So once I started being curious as to, like, where things are coming from. And I think that, like, I've kind of done this, like, in therapy before, I don't know, on some level, but kind of really allowing curiosity to completely override judgment. Because judgment gets you nowhere. Like, when has judgment gotten us anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Really? You know?
Judgment is also, like, based on preconceived notions and or, like, stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, the truth of the matter as it relates to that individual circumstance that made you feel a certain type of way.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, and it's interesting because, like, even, like, the idea of stereotyping your feelings is, like, something that is so real. It's like, I'm a girl, and, like, when it's my period, I'm, like, I'm going to be like this. Well, sometimes I'm not cranky, you know? And it's, like, I'm not going to force myself to be cranky or say that I'm cranky just because, like, it's that time of the month, you know? If I am, I am. If I'm not, I'm not. And I think, like, if you're in certain situations, it's, like, there's, like, these pressures to kind of feel a certain way just by way of, like, that's a stereotype of, like, the event of the feeling that you should be getting if you're in certain things. But, like, I don't know, just being curious as to, like, why you feel that way versus, like, well, you should be feeling this way because you're supposed to feel X, Y, and Z when you are in this A, B, and C kind of situation or whatever. But I'm kind of just like, I don't think that's productive. And I just end up judging myself because I'm not fitting in the box of feelings or like, and so I don't know. It's just like deepened my relationship with Michael and my marriage. It has deepened my relationship with myself. It has deepened my relationship with like, I think everyone, whether you know it or not, whether you know it or not, whether I've talked to you about it or not, I think curiosity has just allowed me to shape my life in a way that I really feel like I have ownership of every single fucking day I get to be here.
Like two things that come to mind that are similar but different. Mm-hmm. Staying curious is about keeping an open mind, but also like feeling like you have enough agency and authority to just like question what you feel like doesn't make sense.
Because it allows for honesty. It gets you to, it's like those like spider question, like things, the spider kind of question, webby kind of, do you feel this? Yes or no? you know? Yeah. And it's oh, why? I mean, and it's more than yes or no questions clearly, but like, it kind of just feels like this web of like questions that come about and like just really just being honest with each layer because the layers are not fun. You know, when you're peeling back those layers, especially when it's like for self-improvement or like trying to figure out why you react a certain way with certain people, especially like the relationships that mean the most to you, it's like, why am I triggered? You know, why? And like, if I'm triggered, like, what boundary didn't I set? Or what boundary did I clearly set and like didn't make it, you know, I didn't enforce it? Where did I kind of fall short in the situation as well? Or why am I talking about myself in a way that is so small? Why do I feel like I need to be jokey about or like patent things around jokes to tell a story about myself? You know, like that.
Side note, I recognize that I have done that in the past also, where I like talk about myself in small ways. And I think to some extent I catch myself doing that now, but I don't do that as often as I used to. But I was on a friend's podcast several years ago, and I would like make self-deprecating jokes and like laugh about like statements about myself when I was prompted to like talk about who I am and what I do. And then like listening back, I was like, why am I making a mockery of myself on this podcast? Like, I mean, it was, I think my friends like who were on the podcast or like listened to the podcast would be like, oh, he's just like, Dustin's being charming or he's just being silly. Mm-hmm. But like, I think reflecting on that moment, it is coming from like a me making myself small so that I'm not faced with the reality of like, oh, I'm doing big things because that's scary.
God, and how we have to constantly adjust in ways that are not, you know, in alignment with like our spirit and our soul. And not that you have to like completely bend, but just like making people feel comfortable over like you also feeling comfortable also, you know? Yeah. Like I'm always like, my thing is like, why do you always protect yourself by making people feel comfortable? Mm-hmm. And it is because I'm trying to, you know, protect myself so that, you know, I don't have any situation, but you know, sometimes I've gotten into situations where I've, you know, found myself depleted or like disrespected or like, you know, and it's like, no, it's because you need to like fucking just Just be honest.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
And I think, I guess this is the last thing I'll say about this question or your responses before we move on. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like the, like, advice that you called out in this question of, like, this is the best or some of the best advice that you've been given. I like that it also leaves room to, like, not only question yourself, but question other people.
Yes.
Specifically, like, not necessarily, like, questioning people's, like, intent or, like, not letting yourself trust people, because I think, like, that's where my mind might sometimes go. But more so, I'm thinking of situations where people might be angry or might basically project their own insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, staying curious about where potentially somebody's reactions are coming from allows you to give them a little bit of grace.
Yeah.
Because I think it is easy to just, like, shut people off if they talk to you poorly one time. But, like, maybe they were having a bad day or maybe they're going through something really hard.
Yeah.
And I think, like, having this capacity to ask questions or stay curious leaves room for maybe that person really wasn't meaning what they were meaning to say, or maybe they weren't trying to, like, take it out on you personally.
Mm-hmm.
Not to excuse another person's behavior, but, like, I think it helps. It would help me to process the situation, and I would understand, or I would, like, at least tell myself the story, like, this has nothing to do with me. Like, your reaction and mm-hmm. your being upset is all to do with something that you're going through.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to let you feel this, but, like, I'm not going to take it personal because I'm just living my life. I didn't do anything wrong, per se.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It really helps make sense of, like, a lot of situations when, like, you can stay curious about people, for sure. It's like, and it does help me not take things personally. You know, and I think I've always given folks, like, a clean slate when I meet them. And I don't know if that, like, people might disagree with that, but, like, I don't know. I just, why not?
I think that's a smart way to go, because, like, there's nobody who goes through life not making mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's important also to, like, draw your own conclusions about people. Maybe somebody warns you about another individual and you come to find out, like, oh, actually they were right. But it's important to give people a chance, I feel.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And especially, like, when we're in spaces where we're always meeting new people, mm-hmm. it's like, you gotta give folks, like, that. Give folks grace. Everyone deserves grace until they don't.
Until they don't.
Until they don't. But there's a lot of space for it anyway.
Yeah. Shall we move on to the next question?
Yes.
Okay.
My next question for you is, if you have a problem, how can I best help you?
Have a problem?
Yes. What works the best for you when, like, you're going through it? Or if you feel like you need help.
Okay. I think, like, it's an interesting question, because one thing that comes to mind is, like, sometimes I might talk about a problem, but mm-hmm. I might not be asking for solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my issue sometimes is, like, I go into problem solving mode. If mm-hmm. like somebody brings me an issue, I might be like, well, you need to do this, or why don't you try this? But it's not necessarily a problem that I need to solve. Like, everybody's problems are not everybody else's to solve, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So I think similarly, I think if I were to come to you with a problem, I think first and foremost, I would probably just want you to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of things, I think, that I'm capable of solving a lot of problems,
mm-hmm.
of solving a lot of my own problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I ever came to you with an issue I think I might just want to vent.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I specifically say, like, hey, I need your help. Can you do XYZ? Mm-hmm. I think maybe, like, listening first and then maybe eventually, like, being explicit in your request or, like, question of the situation. Like, mm-hmm. is there anything specific you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, sometimes I don't need people to do anything.
Right.
Maybe I just want to be like, this is the shit I'm dealing with.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I think also sometimes I'm like, maybe I don't know to ask for help when I get to the point where I need help. So maybe just be like, hey, do you want assistance specifically of XYZ?
Okay.
As opposed, like, posing support as a question or offering support as opposed to, like, offering solutions of, like, do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense. Maybe I just come from a place of, like, I don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
But, like, it would be nice to be, like, offered support so that I can make a decision of, like, okay, yeah, that makes sense for me right now. I would be able to implement whatever you're suggesting or, like, accept your support in whatever way that you might offer it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask that question because, like, it's interesting how you brought up, like, I'm not, like, how you might have problems asking for help, because I feel like you never ask for help. I'm like, oh man, Dustin is always all good, but, like, that can't be true, you know.
Mm.
You know, and like,
yeah.
So I guess it's like, I guess maybe this is part of, like, the other question that I wanted to ask you, but, like, I guess that'll be my next question. But yeah, I never really hear from you of any hubbub. So I'm like, all right, everything's okay. But is everything okay?
Huh. You know, okay. Like, saying? Now that you're saying that, like, maybe I do like keep my problems to myself. I don't think that I share much of the challenges I go through with people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, maybe.
Ooh, we're peeling the onion here.
Maybe that's a problem.
Is there something that keeps you, or, like, do you not think to, like, you know, make space or try to create space to just be like, the fuck?
I think, what I can tell you is I definitely have moments where I felt upset, or, like, I've, like, been frustrated about situations. And I'm, like, trying to recall, like, moments of, like, when that has happened for me in the past. Like, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if ever I was upset about anything, I might, like, text my brother. Mm. Like, I feel like my brother is probably the only person in this gigantic rock that we live in that won't judge me.
Mm.
And he understands, like, since we grew up together, we're, like, really close in age also. Like, I feel he understands without me having to give him too much context,
mm-hmm.
as to, like, what is happening in my life. And even, like, the issues that he might not understand, I still feel comfortable to go to him and be like, I'm frustrated because of XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
He may not 100% like understand, but he'll acknowledge and, like, let me vent to him.
Mm-hmm.
But other than, like, speaking to my brother about situations where I have felt, like, frustrated about stuff,
mm-hmm.
I might just sit in my feelings or, like, write in my journal. Like, sometimes I will, like, try to work through my complicated emotions through, like, writing them out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as far as talking to friends and family, like, usually if I have difficult things that I'm going through, I'll probably start with my brother,
mm.
or, like, my partner, Jamal. Yeah. Otherwise, like, I feel like maybe I just bottle it up.
I guess I really just didn't know the extent of how close you and your brother are. Like I know that you guys are close, but like to know that he's like your person that you go to. And I love that. I love that you have like a space where you feel completely free to just say what you gotta say. Because like I really feel like not everybody has that. So, like, and it's dope that it's your brother, you know? And talking with him, like when he came on the show, I could tell he really works on like his emotional maturity and his emotional growth. It feels that way.
Yeah, which is a weird because he didn't used to be like that when we were younger, but
Aww.
he's blossomed into a very like amazing man. I
Oh,
will say. I guess though, like with this question that you posed, I'm realizing now that maybe I need to be more vocal just in general, like if I'm going through something, because my brother's not always available. Like he has his own problems, his own family, his own life, and it's not his like a sole responsibility to burden every one of my problems. I also don't know that I bring every single problem to my brother. I think this is a good opportunity for me to reflect on like if there are issues in my life, like maybe I need multiple ways of like working through that. Do you feel like you're available to like accept or like hold my issues?
Boo, of course.
Okay.
Yes. You know, it's like I think one time you like asked me if like I had capacity to hold your feelings and I was like, "What?" Yeah. In my brain, I was like, "Of course I do. Of course I do. I always do." And like it's whenever and I'm not trying to be like I'm not coercing you to be like, tell me all your problems. I need to know every single one. You know?
Yeah,
But like,
I think. Sorry, go ahead. Go
no,
ahead.
I just want you to know, like, if there was ever like a doubt in your mind, and I know you just said like you can be vulnerable with me, that you can, but it's like you don't have to. Like, say what you want to say when you feel safe and comfortable to. And not to say that you don't feel safe with me. And like if you don't, that's also okay because that's something we should talk about if you don't, you know? But like yeah, like I never want you to feel like you have to tell me things. Like that is on your own time and in your own needing to. And like it's I will say though, if this is coming to like a questioning of like how much are you holding and how much help do you allow for people to like or how much do you allow for people to help you hold things? Because I just don't know how possible it's for me, I think it just doesn't feel possible to hold it all. And yes, we need to like take care of our side of the road on things, you know? And I think that's where self-reflection comes. But sometimes it's like, sometimes you just need a sounding board. And again, it's like, I'm not telling you, hey, I'm your sounding board, so now you have to soundboard off me. But I think, yeah, stay curious about like why you feel like you do that or why you're happy to do it also. Why that
I
brings you
think
comfort.
my what comes to mind as far as like your relationship to me and like my like what problems I've brought to you or not brought to you. I think in general I'll say like I do feel like you're a very safe space. I think broadly speaking with people, I'm thinking now that maybe I just don't want to feel like a burden on other people. And that probably goes back to like feelings of smallness or like unworthiness or whatever. I need to think about that a little bit more.
Oh my
But thank you for
God.
like being an open space.
Of course.
Yeah, like in general, I would say like I'm living a very like happy and like gratitude filled life. So if I am like dealing with a problem, like I try to reframe it. Like I actively practice like reframing situations or like telling myself stories that are more positive as opposed to like negative to help me like rewire my brain. But thank you for allowing me some room to like come to you if I feel like I need it.
Of course. Of course.
Do you think we spend enough time together?
It's like we do and we don't, you know? Yeah. It's like we do and we don't. Because, like, we see each other, like, when we're in season recording. Like, we see each other almost every week, if not at least, like, one or two times a month, you know, on Zoom. But then that doesn't, like, necessarily mean that, like, we, like, spend time. It sometimes it feels like we're just working, you know?
Yeah.
And like we're not like really just hanging out. And I think that like the moments where like we're hanging out before and after like our guests come in, it's like it's nice. But then it's like, oh, that's all we have.
I think like when we used to live in the same like not city necessarily. County. Like we both lived in Orange County. I think even though we may not have seen each other on a weekly basis like we do now, we spent more like quality fun time together. But yeah, I feel like, yes, this podcast is very meaningful and I think it's important work. And I do look forward to like these moments where I get to talk to you and like discover things about other people and discover things about each other. But yeah, it's like not the same as just like hanging out or like even just like shooting the shit. Like sometimes I do have fun just like telling stupid stories with you. And it's like it doesn't have to be like anything like super duper deep. Like, but just being with you in a social space, I really enjoy.
Yeah. And I think that's like, I think deep down, like, ooh, we're getting vulnerable and honest with each other in front of everyone. I think like something that I've been wanting to like bring up to you and like that I'm clearly going to bring up to you right now is like exactly that. Like we don't hang out enough like regular. And I don't want it to feel like we're just fucking workmates. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's definitely. I saw you over the weekend.
Yeah, twice.
On a social, like, yes. It wasn't like a one-on-one situation or small group situation, but like, yeah. Let's figure something out.
Yeah.
I think it's just been so much harder when we were, like, now that we're a little bit further from one another.
Yeah.
Because I think like when we were living in Orange County at the same time, we could easily just be like, let's meet up in the middle. Or like, I can just drive to your house or you can drive to my apartment or we can like go out for a drink or a meal. And it's like, easy. No big deal. Let's just plan it like same day.
I know.
But like now it's
there
like,
there is yes. No such thing.
Yeah. It's like, hey, are you available 3 weeks from now? Like, oh my God. It's just so much harder.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's something I'm also like, just generally speaking, like I do it too. Like I have to plan things weeks in advance. I just can't be like, okay, see you in like an hour, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Also like when you and I first met, we were kind of just like, we had far less responsibility.
Yes.
And we were in closer proximity to each other. Now as adults, it's like we have so much in our brain and like so many more relationships that we are caring to foster because, you know, I'm realizing like, oh, like I need to spend more time with my sibling because we're getting old and you have less time for me because you have children now. So let me just like take advantage of every moment that you're available.
Yeah. 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 It's different. It's just a different chapter. And I think it's like, it's just something I don't know. I don't think I know this, but I haven't fully come to terms with it. But also, I think for the most part I have, but there's like little bits and pieces there. And maybe it's because like neither of our units have children. But yeah, it's also like you're far, I'm far for you, we're far from each other, and it's just like also work, like we're like in a different level of our professional lives as well, whereas like we were def like you didn't have like a shit ton of like doctorates like when we were just chilling, you know.
Yeah, it was literally like 8, like clock in, 8 o'clock, clock out, 5 o'clock. Let's hang out.
Yeah, let's go drinking on a
Let's go drinking.
Tuesday.
You know, honestly, that is accurate.
I'll see you in like an hour.
It's like, hey, it's Taco Tuesday. It's $5 margaritas,
My
and karaoke until
God.
like 10 p.m.
Yeah. Oh no. I love
I
it.
have fond memories, but I don't know if I could do that again.
No, I can't either. So like I get it. But I will say like I would like to see you more. And I'd like to spend more time with Jamal, and we talked about this when we saw each other this weekend, and yeah, just keep trying to make it happen. There you go.
Shall we move on to the next
Yeah.
question?
Yeah. Is it
Is
my
it your
turn now?
turn? Yeah,
Oh, last question. Okay.
last question.
I actually want to ask you a different question than I thought I was going to ask you, but now I want to like okay. I found a really great question.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think is the key to long-lasting friendship?
Grace.
Grace.
I think people will change every several years. Your friends will not be who you met the first day that you met them. I think the key to a long-lasting friendship, the key to a long-lasting relationship in general, is to like accept the people they are and like practice forgiveness, because you will both make mistakes. You will both disagree. And if you care to hold on to that relationship, I feel like it's important to like forgive one another, leave room for them, and like, I think grace is all encompassing of those things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, Grace for sure. I think Grace is something that I've really been thinking about lately. Because I do feel like I do feel like my grace runs out, you know? And like that is honestly where I'm at. But I think not, and I'm not saying that like I have no grace, because I feel like there is a lot of grace that I can give, that I have always given, and that I'm happy to give. But I think I'm in a space now where it's like also honoring where the grace ends, you know, where it feels like it's just toxic, you know, and like I'm sure you're not thinking about it to that, like when it goes to that side of things, but like that's just where my brain has been going lately when I'm thinking about grace. And I think it's just like circumstances that I'm, you know, I find myself in, and how like the smallness that might sometimes come with like the overextension of grace. Not to say that, like, not to scare. Does that scare you at all, like when I say that?
No, I think it doesn't scare me, because I know that you communicate what you need and what your expectations are. I think where grace turns into toxic relationships or like unhealthy or abusive is when there's no communication or room for repair. Like when you allow someone to continue to keep treating you in a poor way, or you let things slide and you don't communicate that that was upsetting to you or offensive or like or like completely like inappropriate. When you let things go to a point where you where it's damaging to your mental health and your other relationships, or like how you're able to function day to day, like that I feel like is appropriate to draw the line with grace. But also like taking it a few steps back, like when I say like practicing grace, it also is paired with an open line of communication to share why it is you were frustrated, what your intent was, like opportunity to clear the air and an opportunity to rebuild the relationship. Because like, it's tough to tell someone that you were upset by them, and it's gonna kind of feel like the relationship is damaged. But if you like put in the work to like let them know, like, hey, give them an opportunity to repair.
Yes.
I think that part is like also important.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, in that, I mean, in that regards, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, but if someone's treating you like shit, like, drop them.
Yeah, bye.
Like, if there is a continued pattern of abuse, like, dude, bye.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've just been going to, like, those, that extreme, just because, like, I feel like there is something going on upstairs. If I don't know if y'all can hear, but it sounds like people are just like jumping up and down. And
are they dancing? Is there a dance party upstairs?
Dance party upstairs.
They're playing Twister.
So if you hear, yeah, like if you hear stomping, that's me, y'all. Maybe we have new neighbors coming in. Anywho. No, yeah. Thanks for like just talking that out with me, because like that really is something like that's been on my mind, like grace, because I believe in grace, but I've been at that like crossroads, but like kind of those feelings of perhaps regret of like offering too much grace at times. But like that is also like circumstantial, in which like I didn't always have the courage to be as communicative of like things that bother me and like what my boundaries are.
When did you know we were going to become good friends?
I think it was like the moment that there was like, I was at Disneyland with like Patrick and Richie, and then like we were walking around like the Mad Hatter Tea Party or whatever, or was it Tron at the time? It was one of those. And
oh my God. Yeah, I remember Tron.
Yeah, and you were with another group of friends, and then this was like after like we recorded our first video, and I hadn't seen you in like a while. And then I saw you at Disneyland. I'm like, oh my God, Dustin! And then I feel like we did something super silly. We did something super silly when we saw each other.
Did we dance or something?
It was probably some like stupid dance that, you know, as we do, you know? And I was like, yo, this is my peeps. Just a total goober.
I feel like I remember that day.
Yeah.
Did we end up at like somebody had a hotel? If it's the day that I'm thinking of, like somebody got a hotel at Paradise Pier, like a hotel room at Paradise Pier.
No, I think that was like Gay Day.
Gay Day?
Yeah.
That might be the day that I'm thinking of.
No, I think that was a different day. But we definitely went to like someone's like hotel and like continued the drink
day.
On a different day.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, there were a lot of theme days.
Yeah. Dapper Day, Gay Day.
Yeah.
Just go and observe day.
Yeah. What? Oh, no, yeah, you said Dapper Day. I feel like that was it. Oh, did you go to the like the time where it was like 24 hours? I don't think.
Probably.
Maybe you were there for a moment.
Like, I know, I recall staying at Disneyland for like really, really late at night.
This is because we were young. Like, can you fucking imagine staying anywhere for that long?
Dude, no.
No.
Anytime like somebody invites me out to a party or like a dinner, I'm like, oh my God. As soon as like 8 p.m. hits, I'm like, I'm so tired. If I'm not in my hometown and we're like
in L.A.
In L.A., like basically it's in L.A. because anything that I ever go out to do, it's like, oh, I'm in L.A. because all my friends are in L.A.
Yeah.
But like if I'm visiting a friend, I'm like looking at the clock at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm like, I gotta go. My commute is an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
I'm going to get so tired.
Well, for the next dinner party, maybe we do pisoy dos again.
Oh my God, that was fun.
Yeah, see? Those nights. I love those nights when we get to just hang and like eat and like play games. But maybe we do an earlier time so you can head home.
Like a brunch day?
Yeah, like a brunch day.
Okay.
Ooh, Filipino breakfast.
That sounds good.
Filipino breakfast and maybe like a movie or something.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Before we end this episode, I'll answer that same question.
Yes.
The moment that I feel like we were going to become good friends, I feel like was probably before that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like around the time that we like made our first like music video or whatever. But
aww, yeah.
We were at this restaurant, this bar that was like pirate themed.
Yeah.
What is that restaurant called?
Shipmates.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Oh my God.
And then we shared like Asian nachos,
oh
like
my
the
God.
Chips were wonton chips.
Yes, those so
I
good.
I still rave about those.
Those nachos are bomb.
They are. Anyway, like we were at that restaurant and we were like just talking about our lives and our histories and like where we were at in life at that moment. Like, what brought us to that moment in life?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just enjoyed that moment, and also the food was good. Like, it was a very memorable, like, space. So, like, that's really what sticks to my mind.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love our friendship.
Yeah, me too. And I love those nachos because, God. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, maybe it was, like, 2019 or 2020. No, it had to have been like 2018 or 2019. But I was like, I want to go to Shipmates. So I went there.
Oh my God.
I went there with some friends, like, and I ordered the nachos and I thought of you that day.
Aww. Do they still have the lobster claw machine?
I believe so.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Shipmates in Cerritos. Yeah.
All the 5-6
shout outs
heads
to Shipmates.
Yeah.
God, good times. Anyway,
also there's music playing because we have a 5 o'clock alarm, and unless I yell out Alexa stop.
Alexa stop.
Alexa stop.
Did she stop?
She stopped.
Okay, wow, I love robots.
I used my theater voice nice and supportive.
Well, thanks for this lovely conversation. I really enjoy these, like, deep friendship talks.
Yeah. I crave these.
We should probably do, like, a sequel to this episode.
Yeah.
In the coming weeks, and we pick new questions from this list.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah. Me-searchers, thanks for joining us. And if you're not a me-searcher, be a me-searcher. And follow us at Me-Search Podcast. And check us out online at MeSearchPodcast.com.
And as always, we're going to get to the bottom of things.
This is Me Search.
Ha ha!
Folks.
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Good day to you all.
Good day.
Good day
to you all.